Cry for Help by Steve Mosby. Steve Mosby is the author of 7 novels, including Black Flowers and Still Bleeding, which are long-listed for the Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Novel of the Year Award. He lives and works in Leeds. To find out more, follow Steve on Twitter or visit his website at www.theleftroom.co.uk. For Lynn. Acknowledgements. Huge thanks to my agent, Carolyn Whittaker, and to everyone at Orion who helped me with this book and the others, especially John Wood, Genevieve Pegg, and Jade Chandler, who all have infinite patience. More personal thanks go to the usual people. Ang, Jay, Kaylee, Rich, Neil, Helen, Gillian, Roger, Ben, Megan, Cass, and Mark. To Mum, Dad, John, and Roy. Extra thanks this time to Becky and Rainey, and extra special thanks to Emma Lindley. Most of all, thanks to Lynn for putting up with me during the long work on this one, and for being wonderful. Prologue.
Get out of the way!
Roger Ellis didn't stop running as he collided with the group of drunk kids. His shoulder caught the nearest, knocking him into his friends. One of them shouted something, but Roger was away by then, already dodging around the next bunch. It was chucking out time in the city, and the pavements were crammed with people. Girls in tiny dresses were shivering and stumbling, hugging themselves as they tapped awkwardly along. Lads were remonstrating with bouncers, or each other, or else leaning into taxis and haggling over prices. The ground was painted in cast-off primary-coloured neon from the club overhangs, and the subdued thump of music from inside was punctured.